Okay, we're up to 10, 3 number 10. Okay, what's the reason why Xavus and Chabalus need Mumchim? So, Tosu said 2 days. The reason why Xavus and Chabalus need Mumchim is, number one, is because there's no problem by Xavus and Chabalus that it needs Mumchim, because the Nigzal will find Mumchim. Don't worry about it. He got money stolen from him. He's going to go out of his way to try to find, his money back. So therefore, if you require Mumchim, don't worry about it. He'll find the Mumchim, and it's not a problem. Here's Stephen. And therefore, the requirement of Mumchim remains by Xenos of Chabalos. There's no doubt about that, okay? Drisha v'chakira was suspended by all Dine Mamanis. We had 2 days yesterday, whether it was suspended by Xelus Chabalus. But the need of Mumchim, everyone agrees that the required of Mumchim stuck by Xelus Chabalus. There's absolutely no doubt about that. Okay? And the reason is, as I said, is because the Nigzal is going to find the Mumchim, and it's not going to consider to be a problem. Okay, that's the first day. The second day in Tulsa is not a problem anyway, because Xelus Chabalus needed Drisha v'Chakira, like we learned at the end of Shir yesterday. So if Xelus Chabalus needs Drisha v'Chakira, what follows from that? Of course you need Mumchim. Nothing was suspended from Xelus Chabalus. The need for what? The need for Drisha v'Chakira remained, and the requirement of Mumchim remained. So therefore, according to the second day of Tais, it's very smooth why, in fact, halacha l'maisa, Xelus Chabalus require Mumchim. But the din is you require Mumchim. The shaila is why. Okay, that answers 10. 11. The Chiddush Yaron added on the Bezim and Bez, that he felt that Nilus Delis was Nisakein for Odols Vavos, that you shouldn't need Mumchim in any place. Bishum Makom. Not in Eretz Yisrael, not in Chutz Lartz. But Zelus Chabalos, where the Mishnah was taught in Eretz Yisrael, Mumchim are found in Eretz Yisrael. So there was no need to find a Takana, because the Nigzal, who had money stolen from him, or the Nechbal, would find Mumchim. And the Ran says that in Babel, though, since there were no Mumchim at all, if we do not allow Hedyotos to judge on Xelus Chabalos, that's going to open the door to Gazlanim and Chamsanim. They're going to steal, they're going to punch people out. And therefore, just like they were Misakein, that you don't need Jishu Chakir in all the Nimamanis, if you assume like that, they were Matur to be Gova, the Babel, Xelus, also through Hedyotos, with Dinim that are Shechichim and Chisornkis. So the Ran gives a Hesber as to why. In other words, In Eretz Yisrael, where there is what? Where there is Mumchim, so halacha l'maisa, there's no need to have a takana, because why? Nigzal and Nechbal will find the Mumchim. Whereas in Babel, there's no Mumchim at all. So you have to do something. Otherwise, it's going to get out of hand. People are going to steal. And you need to motivate them so they don't steal. So therefore, there was a heter that Hedyotos can in fact judge, halacha l'maisa, and as long as it's Dvarim Shechichim and it's a milsa that's Chisar and Bekis, we could say Shlichusayo, it's not a problem at all. So the Ran gives a little bit more of a Hesber. Okay, that's 11. 12. Tosu said there are many, many...
How does he go with the Gemara and the Tosfos and everything? He's saying over here, Xelus Chabalus doesn't need Mumchim in Babel.
Right, because we say Shlichusayo on Xelus. Right, the only time you don't say it all says Xelus, I think about what you're going to get to now. Okay, so that's number 11. Number 12. What does Taisa say on many of the Gemaras where Gemara says in Bavel they judged Xelus without Mumchim? How could that be? So Tosus asked that Kasha on the bottom of the Taisus and the second Taisus there, and he points out a few answers. How can you have so many Gemaras, that's Xelus, is cut off, that there are no Mumchim in Bavel? So number one is that they never judged. They just grabbed it through Tfisa. People just grabbed it on their own. Ovid Inish Dilin Nafshe. People acted out of their own, and therefore they what? They grabbed the object themselves. Number two, they never judged in Babel, they just subpoenaed the people, and they said that, we want to go to Eretz Yisrael. And since we want to go to Eretz Yisrael, the Toveah says, I want to go to Eretz Yisrael. So, you know what? You have to go to Eretz Yisrael. They're not judging the case, they just set up in Babel, you better go to Eretz Yisrael. So that's not considered a judgment. That's a second Teretz of Taisus. Then Taisus says, a third possibility, which is a tremendous chiddush, and that is that classical Xelus Lamaisa, classical Xelus, they're able to judge in Babel, no problem, because of Shlichus Ayah. Xelus Ayah Chabalus, where people punch you and therefore what? They steal your money. That is very uncommon, and that they could not judge in Bavel. Okay? That they could not judge in Bavel. So we see the Feirish, Lamaisa, that Tysus gets out of this and says that, he says three different types of Terutsum to answer the Kasha. Now, that's the Tysus, that's the Tysus. I just want to add on a few other Terutsum in the Rishonim, you just get it, in that question. And that is that the Tysa Rosh says in Meseches Gittin, Meshem Rabbeinu Tam, only where you need a Shuma, Allah Halamais, and the guy steals the field and eats the fruit, that's not common, that they didn't judge. But classical Gozalis, they also judged. Okay, so in other words, anything where you need an evaluation, that's, you know, uncommon, so that they didn't judge. But again, classical Gzalis, they did judge halacha l'maisa. And that's the answer that I wanted to add on. One more answer, just to add on, is that the Ramban and Chav Gimel Manav just says our Mishnah is talking about Eretz Yisrael, where there are mumchim found, and therefore hodos v'ovos, they relaxed, not Gzalis. Gzalis found the mumchim. But in Bavel, there's no mumchim around. So they had to allow halacha l'maisa Gzalis Chabalos, but again, only limited to Davar Shchich and Yesh Bo Chisaron Kesef, which you mentioned, yeah, which you mentioned already. The Ramban reiterates that. The Taisa Rosh says, B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam, something that needs a Shuma, something that needs a Shuma, that needs an evaluation, Lamais, of what the Nezik is, like you steal a sudden and eat the fruit, that's not Shchiach, and therefore the Shlichosah will not help on that. Okay, so that answers number 13. How is the Marasha Masber Tosos? The Marasha said, when Tosfos said that we're talking about Gzelus al yedei Chabalos, what is that talking about? So when the Marasha said, when Tosfos were talking about Gzelus al yedei Chabalos, what is it referring to? It's referring to the cases in Shas. It is not referring to the Mishnah. Our Mishnah is talking about Gzelus regular. The Gemara says Gzelus v'chabalos. So it's not Gzelus al yedei Chabalos. So the Marasha says, when the Gemara, when Tosfos made this comment, he's commenting on all these different Gemaras and Shas, where you found Gzelus happening, where you stole and you took over the field. In those types of cases, halacha l'maisa, those cases we suggest that that's what we're talking about, Gzelus al yedei Chabalos, okay? Where the guy stole a castle from orphans, all those cases that he mentioned. Someone, you know, yelled at his friend and caused him to lose his hearing. All those cases, halacha l'maisa, are talking about Zelus Ayideh Chabalos. But Tosfos is not commenting on the Mishnah. That's what the Marasha says. Because the Marasha says, the Gemara says, Zelus V'Chabalos. So since it says Zelus V'Chabalos, that connotes are two distinct things. Don't tell me Zelus Ayideh Chabalos. So that's what the Marasha comments. That's 13. 14, the Ksos HaChoshen in Siman Aleph, Sifkat, and Gimel argues on this, and the Ksos HaChoshen says that that is not correct, that the Tosfos was commenting on the Mishnah. And the Mishnah says explicitly, halacha l'maisa, the Mishnah says that we are dealing with a situation, and he says that's what Tosfos was commenting on. The Mishnah was definitely talking about Gzelus al yedei Chabalos. How could that be? So the Ksos says like this, Bizmana Mishnah, Gzelus alone would require mumchen. And Gzelus alone, halacha l'maisa, don't require mumchen nowadays. What changed? Because Bizmana Mishnah, they had mumchen around, there was no need in misaking that had yotus would be good enough. However, nowadays there's no mumchen at all, so in order to close the door in front of Gneva, of Gzela, they were misaking l'maisa that had yotus are fine. That's what the Ksos wants to say, halacha l'maisa. So therefore, the Ksos basically says, and he points out that the Pshat and Taisa says, there's no difference l'maisa. Gzelus alone, on their own, halacha l'maisa, the Mishnah is talking about Gzelus al yedei Chabalos. Only Gzelus al yedei Chabalos, halacha l'maisa, does require that. So according to the Ksos HaChoshen, writes that all those Gemara, that when Tosa said l'maisa, we're talking about Gzelus al yedei Chabalos, what was he talking about? The Marasha said he was talking about the other Gemara's Shas, not the Mishnah. The Ksos says he was talking about the Mishnah. He was talking about our Mishnah. And when our Mishnah says Gzelus al yedei Chabalos, it's clear l'maisa, there's no difference between Zman Mishnah and Zman Hazeh. Gzelus l'chud always never needed mumchim, but the Mishnah was talking about Gzelus also al yedei Chabalos. That's what the Mishnah was talking about. Gzelus al yedei Chabalos. That's exactly what the Mishnah was talking about. That's what the Ksos wants to say. And Tosfos was referring to the Mishnah. He wasn't just talking about all those other cases in Shas. So that's the crux of the machlokes between the Ksos and the Marasha, and there were distinctions. Nowadays, there are no mumchin, so they allowed hediotos. But he says in Taisvus Halacha L'Maisa, the Gzeilus alone never needed mumchin L'Maisa, because when you didn't have mumchin, they needed to deal with it. But the Mishnah was also talking about Gzeilus al Yirei Chabalus as well. But not like the Marasha that says that those were just commenting on the other Gemaras. Okay, that's 14. 15. What did Tosfos say on the din of Gazlanim and Malva Ribbis? Tosfos said, I don't understand. If you have someone that steals and he wants to give the money back, what's the halacha? The Gemara says, Gazlanim and Malva Ribbis, you're not allowed to accept it from them. Why are you not allowed to accept it from them? Because you can have a guy who steals money and builds a whole fancy place. He builds a whole fancy place, and now you're going to have to give the money back. You're going to have to destroy the mansion. So therefore, the Chachamim goes or never take money back from a guy who stole from you. Let it go. Because we want to encourage guys to do tshuva. That was the takan in the Gemara. People that borrow money in ribbis, you get extra money from them with ribbis, you're never supposed to take it from them. Because they might have invested a lot of money in a mansion, and now if you make them take it back, they're going to lose their mansion. So we want to encourage guys to do tshuva. What is that whole, what do those Gemaras imply? Those Gemaras imply that people were judging on Gzeilus. They were judging on Gzeilus. I thought we're not allowed to judge on Gzeilus. Unless you have smich and munchen. We don't have that. So if we don't have that, what's going on? So that's Tosfos Kasha at the very end of the Tosfos. So Tosfos says, I want you to know something. That was limited only to the Takana of Rabbeinu HaKadosh. That was only limited to his door. All of the doors, before him and afterwards, if you didn't have what, smicha, you couldn't judge unless you're based on Shalich Messiah. Okay? It was only Rebbe's door that they did this. Because during Rebbe's door, they had that smicha. But beforehand and afterwards, they didn't have it, Lamaisa. Beforehand and afterwards, they didn't have it. So Lamaisa, don't be bothered by that, Halacha Lamaisa. That was only during Bisman Rebbe, so it's not a problem, Halacha Lamaisa. Gam kolos vashem gam lachav donim gzeilus umavib ribis. So you see the Feirish, Lamaisa, corner of in a time, that Mishnah that we're saying, Maisa Shahaya, but kolos vashem Rebbe, and afterwards, Halacha Lamaisa, it's not considered to be a problem. We had another answer, though, Halacha Lamaisa, we're from where? We had a Tosfos Baba Kama that said that Rebbe was Mesakein only for the people that's their, that, you know, that was their Parnassah, Gazlanim. Gazlanim Malvaribis. A guy who did it once in a while, then in fact what? You could what? Take the money back from them. If you had a professional Gazlan or a professional borrower Baribis, you know, then you take anything from them because you want to motivate them to do tshuva. But the answer is that what? That was a special Takana Bisman Rebbe. Yes, Stephen.
Wait, so what was the problem with the fact that
the problem is you don't have the smicha, right? So how can they judge, right? The fact that they're doing that, right? That's Tosfos Kasha.
This is in
Bubble? This is in Eretz Yisrael, unless everyone did it. Not just in Eretz Yisrael, but even in Bubble. Eich donim gzeilus v'ribis b'zman ha-gemara. Shanina b'bubba kama gazlanim, right? U'mal v'brishich zirei mekabla mehem. It was not just in Eretz Yisrael, it was in Bubble as well. How could they do that?
So
the answer was is that the Mishnah there is Nishtana b'mei Rebbe Mishum Maisa Shahaya. But in a Chanami, Lamaisa, that story was enacted only Bisman Rebbe that we shouldn't Mekabel Tshuva. But the truth of the matter is, the only time we judged Zaylis was when we had Smicha. When we had Smicha, that's a Tosfos Lashon.
So because now we don't have Smicha, so...
Right, so that's why we have to come on the Shlich Hasayim. That's when we have to come on the Shlich Hasayim. That's what Tosfos says. Yesh Lomer, Haramin Mei Rebbe Nishtas Mishnazu, Mefarsh V'dem Davke B'yomov, Halola Fun of Lachra. Mishum uvdu the hasam. They had dealt with that. Lachilo par hasam mikam mishnas and lebrayis yeshon rabbi lerakia. How do you judge ribbis? How do you judge malve ribbis? Halachol amaisa. So that takana was on bisman rabbi. When we judge gazlanis, that's where we had the smicha. We had the ability to do it. And if we didn't, in Bavli, we relied on shlichosayim. Okay, that answers number what? Number 15, 16. What's the reason why a dayan that's munkah that makes a mistake is potter? What's the reason that a dayan that munkah that makes a mistake is potter? What's the reason? So we had two reasons. The Rosh said because of kibbutz lot. That when you go to a dayan and he makes a mistake, no one's perfect. Right? Because of kibbutz lot. And the Baal Amor and the Mukiyosa said it's because of onus rachmana patre. What's the rationale? The Ksos says because the only time the Baal Amor will be chayv is when you force them to judge by you. But if you don't force them, you can always rely on onus. If you force them, you can't rely on onus. But any time you judge someone and you didn't force them, you always have the out of onus. That's according to Baal Amor. So according to the Rosh, it's kibbutz lot, According to the Baal HaMor, it's because of onus upon a patre. And the only time you don't have an onus is when you force them to judge by you. But when you didn't force them, then what? Then we rely on onus. So what was the nafkamina we said the Kso said? The Kso said, like the nafkamina was, very fascinating, he said the nafkamina would be Shlosha Adyotos, that had no Kiblu. They had no Kabbalah from the Baal HaDinim. So according to the Rosh, since there was no Kabbalah and they make a mistake, they're Chayiv. Right? Because according to the Rosh, the reason why you're part is because there was a Kabbalah. They had no Kabbalah when the three Adyotos judged them. Memela, Stephen, if they make a mistake, they're going to have to pay. But according to what? The Baal HaMor, what's the din? Why are you part of onus upon a patre? And the Kso says, Adyotos have the Ptur of onus. We learned on Daf Hey that the Shach said that Adyotos don't have a Ptur of onus because they should have looked it up or they should have asked someone. But the Kso says not that way. The Kso learns that Adyotos do have a Ptur of onus. So that was the nafkamina that we gave, okay? Hedyotos in the case where Halakha L'maisa, they were not, there was no Kabbalah, okay? You have Shlosha Hedyotos, there's no Kabbalah. There's no Kabbalah, according to the Rosh, you got to pay. According to the Baal HaMor, you're fucking because you're still onus. Because they're assuming Hedyotos have an onus. Yes, Yosef.
What was the other sheet that holds like the Baal HaMor?
Nimuki Yosef. The Baal HaMor and the Nimuki Yosef. Okay, and that's the Ksosis Nafkamina, where you see the Ksos says the Svar of onus even by Hedyotos, which we had said the Shach denied. The Shach happens a paskin like the Baal HaMor. That the reason why a dying munka that makes a mistake is putter is because of onus shukmana patra. Okay. Very good. That answers number what? 16. 17. Let's go. How did Tosus Mazbu the Kasha of the three of Shlosha Shlosha Lamali? How did Rashi Mazbu? What do we add on to it? So what did the Gemara ask? So let's refresh our memories in the Gemara. The Gemara asked a beautiful Kasha. It said the following. It said that Rabbi Abo, what's Rabbi Abo's Hasbro? Rabbi Abo says beautifully. He says that you want to tell me that Odos Vavos need three. Xelos Chavos, so Dinim Omnis means what? What does Dinim Omnis mean? Xelos Chavos need three Mumchim. So it shoots the Tartek Tani. So the Gemara says, why do you have to, according to Rabbi Abo, we stress this. According to Rabbi Abo, Odos Vavos are not in the Mishnah, right? The parish of Dinim Omnis is Gzelus Chabalos. That is the parish. It is Gzelus Chabalos. So you see, B'Therish, the Gemara asks, why can't you teach both? Teach Dinim Omnis for Nodos Vos, B'Shlosha Adyotos, and Gzelus Chabalos, B'Shlosha Munchen. And the Gemara says, V'od, Shlosha, Shlosha Lamali. Why do you have to repeat the word Shlosha twice? It should say Dinim Omnis, Shehen, Gzelus Chabalos, B'Shlosha. That's what it should say. That's the Kasha. So the way Tosa says it, okay, the way Rashi says it, let's say, if it's all one din, referring to Gzelus Chabalos, Dinim Omnis, which is Gzelus Chabalos, Shein Shlosha, then it should say Dinim Omnis, why does it say, L'maisa, Dinim Omnis, B'Shlosha, Gzelus Chabalos, B'Shlosha? Just say Dinim Omnis, Shein Gzelus Chabalos, B'Shlosha. Why repeat the word Shlosha twice? If the topic is only one. That's how Rashi was. Tosfos here on the bottom, Dibur Maaseh of Od says, that there are certain places in Shas, where the Gemara is Medayik. There are certain places in Shas where the Gemara's Medayik, why the Mishnah divided up the Dinim and didn't call them together. And there are certain places in Shas where the Gemara didn't. That's what Tosfos says. So we said that Tosfos Mechairus asked it as a Kasha. He quotes many Gemaras that ask such a Kasha. And he says there are some Gemaras that don't ask such a Kasha. So Lamaisa, what's the Pshat? So he answers that the places where the Gemara asks the Kasha, it's not Shaykh to say Prushi Kamafarish. In other words, where the Gemara asks the Kasha, Lamaisa, it's where you can't say I'm being Masber, that A could be B could be Masber A. But if Lamaisa, where B, where you can't say a Frusha Kamafarish, then the Gemara what? Then the Gemara will ask such a Kasha. So that's what Taisa said in Bukharis. All the places where the Gemara asks the Kasha, you don't have that answer, Frusha Kamafarish. But in our Gemara, you have that ability to say Frusha Kamafarish. So since it should have said B'Therish, Dinim Omnis Shehen Gzelus Chabalos B'Shlosha, the Gemara asked the Kasha. Okay. We in fact said that the Bach learns that Tosfos was asking, why did the Gemara ask it here? And what's Tosfos' answer? Tosfos' answer is that the Gemara really only asked the Derech Agav. It was V'od. It was V'od B'Shlosha Lami. That wasn't the Ikar Kasha. The Ikar Kasha was what? The Ikar Kasha was Tartik time. So as a V'od, it can be asked as a Kasha. So the Bach was really learning Tosfos that why would Tosfos ask it? Why does here the Gemara ask it? Normally in Shas the Gemara doesn't ask it. The Gemara's answer is no. That since it's a tuffle and it's of oh, therefore it can be asked as such a kasha. Now the Porat Yosef said that since the Mishnah is kol and nezek, chetzi nezek, the shlumi kef arba chamisha together, so the Gemara asks such a kasha. We see coupling in the Mishnah. That the Mishnah loves to couple things together. If the Mishnah loves to couple things together, why didn't it couple this together? Just say simply, dinim mamash and gzeles kavos mishlosha. Just say that. That's what the Porat Yosef Lamaisa wants to what? Wants to be mazmer. That's what motivated the Gemara as such a kasha. Okay, that's 17. 18. What's the machlokes Rashi tells us how to be mazmer racha breder vika? Just push it. Ravacha breder vika holds what? Chad nami kasheru. Right? Zach, chad nami kasheru. Ravacha breder vika holds chad nami kasheru. That's the din. Halacha lamaisa. Chad nami kasheru. So Rashi's of the opinion that Ravacha breder vika holds. Halacha lemaisa, ain erev parshas ain. Why ain erev parshas ain? That means you don't hold what?
Three.
That means you don't hold three. All you need is one. Right? By aldoz vavos. That's Rashi. Okay. Tosh says if that's the case, why does he have to quote a pasuk? Tzedek tishvu amisecha. It's self understood if you hold ain erev parshas. It's self understood if you hold ain erev parshas that one is enough. You don't need to dig up a pasuk. That was Tosus Kasha and Rashi. Therefore, Tosus argues in Rashi, and Tosus learns that Racha Breirika holds what? Erev Parshi is saying. If you hold Erev Parshi is saying, you really should require three. What stops the three? Tzedek Tishpot Amisecha. That's goofy why you need the Pasuk. So it's a fundamental Machlokes Rashi Tosus whether Racha Breirika holds Erev Parshi is saying, Erev Parshi is saying. How do we save Rashi? We save Rashi by saying that hidden Pasuk don't forget about. What's that hidden Pasuk? Mishpat Echad. Yelachem. Mishpadach Yelachem would equate the three. So what stops it? Tzedek Tishpud Amisechem. Rashi holds any Erev Parshas. He says, what do you need the pasuk for? I'll tell you why I need the pasuk. You need the pasuk to offset the din of Mishpadach Yelachem. That's what we said the pshat is. We wanted to save what? We wanted to save Rashi, Halacha Lamaisa. Okay? We wanted to save Rashi, Halacha Lamaisa. That's what we said according to what? According to this is what the Maharam basically wanted to say in the Marsha. Then we had Aruch Lanir. What was the Chiddush of the Aruch Lanir? The Chiddush of the Aruch Lanir was what? That Rashi holds Yachid Mumch is enough. Even if you hold any Erev Parshas, you're saying, but why do you need the Pasuk? You need the Pasuk to tell me that you don't need a Mumch. You don't need a Mumch. You could say any Erev Parshas, saying, fine. But how do you know you don't need a Mumch, the Aruch Lanir said. The Aruch Lanir said, because why? Because it said a tishbut amisecha. That tells me you don't need to have a somach. That's where the Aruch Lanir wanted to answer up Rashi. So we had two mahalchim to try to answer up Rashi, halacha lemaisa. We said that the lemaisa and the Maharam said that Tosis was saying that Racha Breir Viko was coming to answer the original kasha on Bezim and Beis. What was the original kasha on Bezim and Beis? The original kasha on Bezim and Beis was, what do you hold? So the Gemara is saying Racha Breir Viko also holds Erev Parshas, is saying. But he has a pasuk to mafkiya that. That's how the Maharam touched up Tosis. Because when we went back, remember the Gemara said Micah Sover? That was on Rabbi Yaboah on Beis and Beis. Now the Gemara's come to say, what does Racha Breir Viko come to answer? So the Gemara says, he holds Erev Parshas, saying, but what? So it should require three, but Tzedek Tishpud Amisecha offsets that. That's how the Maharam wants to be mazed with the Pshat, Lamaisa, and Tosis. Okay, that's 19:20. What's the definition of Yoshve Kronos? What is Yoshve Kronos? So we said, Rashi said they're merchants that don't know dinim. They don't know dinim. And we said that's mashum the chedusha around the same thing. They don't sit around talmidei chachamim. They're merchants. However, we said the Aruch added on a little bit of a pshat, and he said that people that don't go to bis medrash, okay? And therefore, halacha lemaisa, they sit around and they schmooze and they do nothing. That's what he said. That's what the Aruch said. The Yad Ramah said, he added on a little bit more, that the Yoshrei Kronos lemaisa are anashim batlonim, shein oskim b'malacha, they're unemployed. El Yoshrei Kronos here, they sit in the corners of the city, and halacha lemaisa, ulefam kishabat edinim trudim, and when the bat edinim are busy, so the people go to these guys who sit unemployed. Interesting. That's what the Yad Ramah pointed out. Halacha lemaisa. I mean, the Rabbeinu Chananel said the shochnei medinos, where there are no mumchim. And it's interesting, he made a line, we point out, to Rabbeinu Chananel on the daf, that they live on the borders outside of Eretz Yisrael, it seems. That's why they weren't smuchim. So we point out, he must have had a different girsa than Rabbeinu Chananel. Rabbeinu Chananel must have had a different girsa halacha lamaisa, because you know, he's talking about people that what they were bichlal, because the Gemara says koshkin ifishi yoshve kronos. They're never any mumkin in bavel, whether you patted them or you didn't patted them. So that's the different shitas about yoshve kronos. So let's go over again. Rashi says merchants that don't know anything, don't know dinim. The Ryan's master, they don't sit around talmid chachamim, similar to merchants. The Aruch said they don't go to Beis Medrash, they sit in the corners and they shmooze. And the Yad Ramah says aneshe batlanim, that sit in the corners and see that people sometimes come to for dinei Torah if the bat dinim are too busy. And lastly was the Rebbeinu Chananel, that they were outside of Eretz Yisrael, they had no smich at all. And we said according to that, the Rosh Hashanah said that Mistami, he had a different girsa in the Gemara, because in Bavel there never any mumkim. Whether you pata them from making mistake or not, they're never any mumkim. Okay, that's the definition of chronos.
What did Rebbeinu Chananel say?
Rebbeinu Chananel said they lived outside Eretz Yisrael, these fellows, these Yoshua chronos. They lived outside Eretz Yisrael. So if they lived outside Eretz Yisrael, there's no mumkim there. There's no smukim, there's no mumkim. So we just said it's a little bit difficult, because that shouldn't depend upon whether we pata the hediotos from paying if they make a mistake or not, whether machayev them, right? So maybe there are, or some answers have been a chanan on a different gears. Yes, Stephen, go ahead.
Would you mind quickly just saying over the opinions one more time?
Let's yeah. Rashi says that they're not bekim betuv dinim. They don't, and the Yad Ramah, the Aruch, the Ran added on that they don't sit amongst Tamadei Chachamim. And the Aruch said they don't go to Beis Medrash. And the Yad Ramah said they just sit around and they're unemployed. They just waste time. But because they're unemployed, people go to them sometimes for the din Torah. Okay, and then the last one is Rebbeinu Chananel said it means chutz l'aretz, where there are no smuchim at all. We said, which is difficult. How do you read the Girsa of the Gemara? It must be in a different Girsa of Zor Samech. Okay, that's 20. 21. What's the definition, Hagdara of Gamir? Hagdara means the definition. What's the definition of Gamir? So we said Gamir meant, Rashi said, that they heard from Chachamim and from Dayanim Hilchos Din Milva. They know Dinim of Alones. The Yad Ramah added on that since these Dinim are so common, it's impossible that someone never heard a shir about this. And the Ramban says later on that Gamir means that they listen and learn and they ask halachas before they want, before they come to a Gemar Din. So that's what the Ramban said. It's just interesting that is it an issue of Bekiyas or Iyun, or Svar. So the Bach quotes the Maran Padova that they're Mesor, they have a Kabbalah from Acherim, but they're not, they don't know Svaris. They don't know any Svaris. Like Rashi says later on, they heard Shiurim, they heard Dinim, they heard Alachas from the Rebbein, but they don't know what, they don't know the Svaris behind it. And the Bach asked on that, says, that's a Mumcha, that's not a Hedget. When we said Gomer, it means a Hedget, right? But he's a Gomer, he knows how to learn. Doesn't mean Lamaisa that he's a Mumcha. So that's why he says Gamir is like Rav Shrira going to Marivail, that Mestama, it's a regular guys, Balabatim, that are knowledgeable and tired. They're not Mumchim, but they're Balabatim. So let's chazer over it again. Rashi says Gamir means they heard Shiurim in Hilchos Din Havla. The Aramoy Adzan, Lamais, they must have heard some Shiurim about it. Halach Lamais, and the Rabban says that they know enough to ask a Shaila before coming to a Psak Din. And the Bach says, B'shem Lamaran Padova, it means they know no svaris, but they have a bekiyas. Like Rashi says, they heard the shiurim. That's a little difficult, the Bach says, because that means they're a mumche. We're talking about balabatim, they're learned. That's what he says, b'shem Rav Shiragon in the Ma'arival. So that's what we define in different shittas about what Gamir is. Okay, 22. What is the issur to go to Yoshev Kronos? There's an issur to go to Yoshev Kronos. As a bala boss, you shouldn't go to Yoshev Kronos. It's an issur, the Ramban says, Alatayr. Lifneim lo lifnei yotos. It's mamish and iser. Halacha lamaisa. Even if let's say he knows the halacha, it's still usher that you are subject yourself to a hedjit. And it's similarly usher for the hedjit to judge too. It's a twofold iser. To you to go to the hedjit and the hedjit to judge. It's not right. It's an iser of lifneim lo yotos. An iser of the arise of the Ramban.
Yoshei Kronos or for
hedjit? Yoshei Kronos is usually a hedjit. Same thing. Lifneim lo yotos. Same thing. Yoshei Kronos and yotos are synonymous. It's an issue for you to go and for them to judge. But there's a distinction. And this is what we pointed out. There's a distinction between Hedyotos, Yoshua Kronos, and Goyim. To go in front of our calls, Jacob, you got this? To go in front of our calls. To go in front of our calls, what's the din? It's a terrible thing. It's like blaspheming Torah Hashem, Moshe Rabbeinu. It's giving pledge of allegiance to a different Torah system. The Rambam says, says in the Shulchan Aruch, Simin Chafav, it's a terrible, terrible thing. It's blasphemy. Therefore, if you have a din Torah, with a fellow Yid guy, God forbid, if you have to have a din Torah, you're never allowed to go to a Goyish court. If you have to go to a Goyish court, if he refuses to go to Beis Din, the other guy, you need a special heter hakolos. There is no heter for that at all. There is a heter to go to front of Yoshe Kronos. Where? Kiblu Olai. Where you make a kinyan amongst yourselves that whatever he says goes, that is acceptable. Allah lamaisa. But in front of Goyim, forget about it. Still usser. If you do kiblu Olai, then Allah lamaisa takes away the isser and it's mutter. That's what the Rana and Tshuva says in the Shach. Allah lamaisa. Okay? So we have to note that if it's kiblu Olai, then the Yoshe Kronos, the Hedjots will be Ksher and Ladun. But when you do this halacha, there's no heter at all, none whatsoever, halacha l'maisa, none whatsoever when it comes to goyim. There's no heter at all.
Didn't we say once you ask the shiloh, that's kind of like kibbutz alive?
L'maisa, yes, but it's better to even formalize it, because it's the nisim yoraisa, and make a kinyan l'maisa. It's better to formalize, make a kinyan amongst yourselves, whatever he says goes. Better to make a kinyan, you should make sure you get out of the nisim yoraisa. But there is no concept of kibbutz alive for goyim, our kos, chas v'sholem. That's why it's such a serious issue. Yes, Stephen, go ahead.
Why does kiblu olai make it contrary to go to
them? Because it's a kinyan. Either you makshir them or you mischive yourself. It's like a financial obligation, whatever he says goes. Okay, that's what the Gemara says in the third paragraph.
And that's if you can't go anywhere else, if there's nobody else to go to?
Yeah, Loma, you should go to Mumchim. There's no one else around, we rely on it. Okay? Yes, Pinchas, go ahead.
When we're talking about a hedio not being able to give a judgment, is that only when it's a din Torah? Or like, let's say, when we were speaking about the Talmud giving psak in front of his Rebbe. So that was...
Like, that for sure, but here we're talking about as a Beis Din. Here as a Beis Din.
So if a guy just walked up to Hedyot and asked him what a halacha was, would it be also for him to say what it is?
No, if he knows it, he can. But if he doesn't know it, of course it's us. Absolutely. We're talking about as a form of a Beis Din. Okay, good. That answer 22-23. What's the din of a dying is not knowledgeable at all? What's the din? So we do that twice. We just did 22. What was the Yisrael Adun Eitzel Yoshe Kronos? Okay? We just did that with the Ramban Al HaTayr. You got me?
So it was 21.
Gamir.
21, we did the definition of what Gamir is.
I think we did two questions in one.
Yeah, so I'm just...
I think we did 18 and 19 in one.
Yeah.
I think that's what happened.
Yeah, 18 and 19 we did as one. Correct. Thank you, Ben. 18 and 19 we did as one. Actually, no, 19 we didn't. I skipped 19 completely.
That's what I thought.
I'm sorry. We skipped 19. Let's get it. Does Rav Acha Barei Ravika require smicha or not? Chad nami kosher. The Rambam Rabbeinu Chananel said yes. Rabbeinu Chananel said it beferish. We saw it inside on the daf. The Rambam Dor Samech agrees with Rabbeinu Chananel. That's what Dor Samech says. The Rambam agrees with Rabbeinu. The Siva says the Rambam agrees. The Ramach says the Rambam agrees. Who says you don't need smicha? We said the Miri says explicitly you don't need smicha. It's a regular hedjit right off the bat. In fact, the Meiri claimed the Rambam held like him. And that's what the Aruch HaNir said in Rashi. We thought that Rashi meant too. Because Rashi, all he said was Gamir. He didn't say Mumcha, right? Remember we said Rashi's Pshat? So it's Mashmo, so let's summarize this. According to the Rambam, according to Ben Chanan, for sure, yes. Or Semenek says the Rambam also requires Chatz, that there has to be the Samach. The Nesivus also says, the Ramach says. So you have the Semenek, and the Nesivus, the Ramach, also the Rambam holds like Ben Chanan. That you need Chanan because you have to have Smich. Comes along Miri, no way. Hedjit is enough. Chad namikasha, no smicha at all, Ellie. Okay? And the Miri claims the Rambam also holds you don't need smicha. So it's a machleik, is really what the Rambam held. Okay? You follow me, Ellie? You got it?
Yeah.
And the truth is that the Aruch HaNir was medayik from Rashi. We read Rashi closely there. We thought also Rashi thought you didn't have to be a somach. Pashup shot. Okay, so I'm sorry. Thank you, Ben. So we skipped 19. Okay. So we did now. You got it now, Johnny Clore. You got the numbers. John, you got it now? Okay. You have the questions in front of you? Okay. 20, that's 20, we're up to what now?
23
now. What's the din of a dying that's not knowledgeable? So we did the Toysis. I'm the doctor and Gimel Amaralf. Toysis says a dying that's not gomer is Pasul Adun. A dying that's not knowledgeable is Pasul Adun. The Gemara says, according to Rameir, each Baal Din can Pasul each other's dying because they don't know how to what? They don't know how to judge. But the Gemara says, our cause to Surya is different. What's our cause to Surya? It's kind of like, you know, a court. It's kind of like an informal court. In an informal court, the Chacham say you can't passel them. Okay? So you see the Chacham say that in an informal court, guys who don't know how to learn a kosher. No, Tosa says, that's only in the informal court. But in a formal Beis Din, a guy who doesn't know how to learn is definitely pasul. A guy who doesn't know how to learn is definitely pasul. The only way you can kasher someone that doesn't know how to learn if they're formally elected. If they're formally elected, they're fine. It's like our calls to Suri were like a kangaroo court. In the sense that what? It was like a mock court. It wasn't real. It was fake. You know what I'm saying? So a fake thing, the Chum said you can't pasul such a guy. Reb Meir said you could pasul such a guy. So on a fake court, a guy who doesn't know how to learn would be good. And if he's elected by the people, fine, it would be good. But on a stam Beis Din, a real Beis Din, a dying that's not gomer would definitely what? Would definitely be possible. That's what Tysus wanted to say. Okay? Only by our calls to Surya did the Chacham say it can't pass. Of course, the Surya is like a mock court. A real formal Beis Din, someone who's not gomer Lamaisa, would be possible to do. The Marival does say, though, if the Baal Batim formally appoint a dying, and even though the guy's not knowledgeable, that becomes like our calls to Surya, and then Allah Lamaisa, it would be kosher. But that's usually not the case. Okay, Stephen, go ahead.
Why would you even be allowed to appoint a dayan who's not a
gomer? We'll learn, hopefully we'll get up in the Mechinitz in Isser. You're not allowed to be, I think we mentioned at the beginning of the year, we didn't chazard over, but we'll mention now, it's an Isser to appoint a dayan that's not hagun, who's not proper. It is an Isser. But for some reason they did. So if they did, it's like our calls to Suri would be good. But normally it would be possible. That's 23, 24. What's the nafkamina between Rav and Rav Acha, Rav Vika? What's another nafkamina that we could suggest? The Gemara gives one nafkamina. Is Shmuel good? Shnayim shadana dinam din. That's what Shmuel said. According to Rav Acha, Rav Vika, Shmuel's good. According to Rava and also Rabbi Abo, Shmuel is bad. Shnayim shadana dinam din is not true. Okay, what's the other nafkamina you could give? What's the other nafkamina? Theoretical nafkamina? The Chiddush Yoran said beautifully. What would be another nafkamina? Halacha l'maisa, whether what? Shomrim need what? Motive and mixus. Shvuas ha-shomrim. Do they need motive and mixus? According to Rashi, plug it in. According to Rashi, Rav Acha b'Rei Ravika holds what? Ein Erev Parshis. Memeila what? If it's Ein Erev Parshis, then what? Then you need motive and mixus. Shvuas ha-shomrim. Stays by what? Stays by the Shvuas ha-shomrim kiyuza. Right? But if you hold Erev Parshis hang, which is the sheet of who? Rava and Rabbi Abo. Then what? Then you hold Erev Parshis saying, therefore, Shvuas HaShomrim is Akira, and you do not need motive mixes. Even a Kofra Kol would be Chayiv too as well. Okay? Even a Kofra Kol would be Chayiv too as well. Halacha L'maisa. Because Kiyuzes transferred to Havah. So that would have been a very good theoretical nafkamina, says the Chiddush Yoran according to Rashi. Why did the Gemara say it? Because the Gemara wasn't interested in what? The Gemara wasn't interested in saying this nafkamina. Halacha l'maisa knew that nafkamina. They wanted a nafkamina regarding shlosha hadyotos with their ksherin lodos avos. So the nafkamina would be shmuel good or not.
Also, the difficult nafkamina because different ways to learn Erev Parshis.
Right, but according to Rashi, though, the Chiddush Yoran is saying according to Rashi, John. According to Rashi, would be a good nafkamina.
During the Gemara, Rashi wasn't alive.
What did you say? I understand, but Rashi's got to learn the Gemara. So the Gemara theoretically could have given that nafkamina. He answers that the Gemara was only interested in nafkamina about shlosha hadyotos. Okay, but in theory, it would be a good nafkamina.
Also, it's not a good nafkamina too because Tosos holds Rav Acha holds Erev Parshis.
That's Tosos. I'm saying this is according to Rashi. Chiddush Yoran is working with Rashi. But the way Rashi learns, the Gemara could have offered this theoretical nafkamina. Gemara wasn't interested because wanted to work with Shlosh Adyotos. That's Chiddush Yoran. Okay, that's 24. Okay, let's go to Shir 4 now. Number one, guys, let's go. Does everyone have the Shir 4? Yaakov, you have it. Okay. Let's go, sure for it. Do you have it? Okay. All right. Ellie's very kind of you to bring it to Moshe. Okay. To bring it to Jacob. Okay. All right, you ready? Let's go. Shear number four, number one. Okay. Next week, guys, but I want everyone really to be here strong in Seder. The guys who aren't here now, you got to tell them. Want to be sharp next week. That's why I gave you a lot. Rakazan comes out and be 6, 7, 8 euro. Okay. So I want everyone to be stark. Everyone to be stark so we get to, I want you to know this doctrine from Beis to Hay. Okay, let's go. 4-1. What is the din of Achasha, the Eri Achasha of Avah B'Chakir? It's fascinating. We said they got rid of Jusha B'Chakir by Dini Momonos. Fine, you got rid of Jusha B'Chakir, but one aide comes in and says one thing, the other aide says another thing. So do you accept that? You see, the whole point of Jusha B'Chakir, we said yesterday, was to find if there's a contradiction. Okay, We don't have those questions anymore. We don't have to ask the questions. But we're listening to the Eidus. You know, when they come in and testify, one Eid says his piece, the other Eid says his piece. The Dayanim said, whoa, there's something wrong here. There's a contradiction between the two guys. Do we throw it out? So here we said it was a machloek, is the Rambam and the Ramban. Halacha l'maisin, okay? We said it was a machloek, is the Rambam and the Ramban, very interestingly. Halacha l'maisin, do we say it's good or not? Okay? And the truth of the matter is it really speaks to whether halacha l'maisin, we view the concept of drisha v'chakir as being what? As being part of Eidus or not being part of Eidus in that sense. So what's the din? So the Rambam in Hukzeidus Pirik Gimel Lacha Gimel says that since we don't need Drisha V'Chakira anymore, if the Eidim contradict themselves, Halacha L'maisa, they're still gone. We get rid of them. Okay, you don't require Drisha V'Chakira, but if it's self-evident they contradicting themselves, you got to throw it out. The Ramban argues, we said, and the Ramban says, if there's no din to be choker them, I don't care if they're machish themselves. The Eidus still remains. Okay? So we said, once you're misakin not to be choker them, halacha l'maisa, do we assume that what, there's still a what? Hayim adayin nishar shagam l'chelik zesh shal edusim yesh din edus. You know what I mean? Maybe you could say that once we said there's no requirement of Yishuv Chakira, I don't care whether they contradict themselves. Ignore that. Go with the key part of the story. That's enough. As long as there's commonality on that, that's fine. So the Rambam learns like that. Once we said there's no Yishuv Chakira, I don't care about a contradiction. Because that's not a major part of the piece, so throw it out. The Rambam says, no way. It's still part. Every part of the piece is important. Whatever they say, and if there's a slight contradiction, you got to throw it out.
What are they contradicting if there's no Drisha V'Chakira?
In the story. Let's say a guy says the murderer wore an orange shirt, and the other aide says, no, he's wearing a blue shirt. Right? I mean, they're on there telling the story. They're testifying about the murder. They wouldn't ask any questions, but of their own volition. But
that would be during the trial, not during the...
During the Eidus. They come in and they give Eidus. Kabbalah's Eidus. So when there's Kabbalah's Eidus, we see there's a self-contradiction without us asking any questions. Just listening to this story, like we said.
Whether there was Drisha V'Chakira or not, in a Stam case, we wouldn't either contradict. Would their contradiction take away the case, throw away the case anyways?
That's the Shiloh, by Dini Mominus. By Dini Nefashos, for sure we throw it out. By Dini Mominus, that's the Shiloh. Since by Dini Mominus we suspended Drisha V'Chakira, the question is, what is the status now? Even when a contradiction surfaces, how do we treat it? By the fashos, of course we throw it out. Okay? That's why I described it. We're talking about a case where they told the story without being asked any questions. We said from Rashi, you could go either way. Does Rashi hold like the Rambam or the Ramban? Rashi Durmaskil Shalom. At first we said, Rav David Pavarsky pointed out, halacha l'maisa, it seems. From Rashi, we said, Masha originally, after the Takana, Lamais, it seemed like it would be like who? It wouldn't be considered Hakasha, like the Ramban. But then he backed out of it and said, no, you don't have to say that in Rashi. It's possible to say, Lamais, that he might hold like the Rambam. So it was really inconclusive, you want to say. But the Pashup Shan Rashi, he thought it may be saying like the Ramban, that it still would be good. Halacha Lamais. He thought, Lamais, in the end, though, maybe it's no Raya. Halacha L'maisa. We just want to say it shouldn't come to Akasha, but if there's Akasha, we would throw it out. Okay, questionable. At first we thought Rashi could be like the Ramban in Dibra Maskil, Shalom, and then he backed out of it and thought it perverse. Okay, that answers number what?
One.
Number one. Two. Not hard to mess that one up, right, Yossi? Number two. What's the pshat of what? Rava. And I stress this, Kedei Lavinus and Mishnah. See, Rava and Rabbi Abou are on the same page. They both agree you need three smukim. There's no doubt. But there's a technical, and this will separate guys who you know, you really know the Gemara well. In technicality, what is the Mishnah saying, Eli? According to Rava, the Mishnah has dinim mamonos, bishlosha, gzeles chavos. Dinim mamonos, which are defined as gzeles chavos. Hodos chavos are not in the Mishnah, according to Rabbi Abou. Mahein tani, right? That's Rabbi Abou. Rava says no. Rava says that it is in the Mishnah. There's a technical difference between Rava and Rabbi Abou. Rava does say that they are in the Mishnah. That's Rava's thing. They both agree in each shlosha smuchim min haTorah halach l'maisa. But Rava holds tartek tani. What does tartek tani guys mean? Dinimominus, which is hodos l'vos. That phrase means hodos shlosha hediotos. And Shani is what? Gzeles chabos is shlosha mumchim. So according to Rava, gzeles chabos are hodos vavos are in the Mishnah. Which tag? What phrase? Dinimominus. If I would ask you, if we wrote our own Perush Mishnayos, not Rav Kati, let's say we'd write our own, how do you define Dini Momenus? According to Rava, what does it mean? Hodos Vavos. According to Rav, what does it mean? Xelus Chabalos. Because Rav says Mahin Tan. Ellie, clear? They're both on the same page, though. You need three. Okay? You definitely need three.
They just disagree about whether or not you need Mumkin.
They just disagree whether you need Mumkin. Well said. Right. For Hodos Vavos and Yotos, for Xelus Chabalos, you need Mumkin. Correct, Yon. Rav Acha Bredevika says the whole thing's wrong. One is enough. Okay.
Well, in the end, they're both going to hold no Mumkin. Because even if you hold their parsha.
Yeah, I mean, Rabbah without Minatoyer. Minatoyer. Okay, that's two. Three. How did Rashi Mazbe the Kasha Elamiata Tol Lo Yishalom? So let's get this, guys, okay? We got this floor? Let's go. How did Rashi learn the Kasha of the Gemara? What was Elamiata Tol Lo Yishalom mean? Let's get it. What does Elamiata Tol Lo Yishalom mean? The Gemara says, okay, very good. You want to suspend Rishon Lechir, that's great. You want to suspend Mumchen, that's great. Have Hedyotos, all you want. Shalom, Tinel does what we love him. You know what? You want to get Hedyotos? Elamiata. Rashi says, then since they have Rishus, treat them like Mumchim. Treat these guys like Mumchim. And what do Mumchim have, Stephen? If they make a mistake, they're potter. They have a Ptur Tashlumen. You want Hedyotos to judge, then you should also what? Treat them like what? Mumchim. That's how Rashi learns the Kasha the Gemara. Okay? Yeah, Elamiata, yes. Since the Hedyotos can what? Can sit and judge, then Rashi says, Halacha L'maisa, treat them like Mumchim, Halacha L'maisa. Okay? That's what Rashi learned shot in the Gemara. Treat them like Mumchim. That's the Kasha. Comes along Taisus Eli. Says, I don't like this shot of Rashi.
Is this the next question?
That was three. Four now. What does Taisus ask on Rashi? Taisus asks on Rashi, he says, you know what? If Rashi was right, it should not have used the word Kol Shekain. It should have said Imkain. It should have said Imkain. Because Halacha L'maisa, it's not the same reasoning. The Gemara is talking, what was the Kasha? The Kasha was, you treat them like Mumchen, and then it should say, well, Im Kain, you're going to be no adults if they love it. That's what it should say, Im Kain. It shouldn't say Kol Shekain. It's not the same reasoning, Halacha L'maisa. So that's the first Kasha. That's what Taisus asks. Halacha L'maisa, okay? What does the Ran add on? The Ran says, I don't understand the whole Kasha according to Rashi. Why treat them like Mumchen? They're not Mumchen. Kind of like what you said, Stephen. You want to have the Yotos judge, that's fine. But the bottom line is they're not knowledgeable like Mumchim. So why should they have the Ptur? That's what the Ran asks on Rashi. Why should that be the Kasha? Then Reb Shmuel Rozovsky asks three other Kashas on Rashi. Okay? Let's get it. Number one, he says, I don't understand, he says. He says, the Gemara says above a comma that a head yoke doesn't have the Ptur of Onus, which we talked about earlier. You should ask someone a Shiloh. So even if you're given Rishus, Halacha L'maisa. Even if you're given Rishus, the Hedyotos, make them be more careful. Why would you want to exempt them from payment? That's a third Kasha. Make them be more careful. They don't have a Ptur of Onus. That's in echoing the Shach that we mentioned earlier. They don't have a Ptur of Onus. Number two, or number four, total Kasha. He says, what's the Gemara's answer? This is a little bit of a difficult Kasha, but we had it. We said, what's the Gemara's answer? Adarabba, Lamaisa, you should make them pay in order they'll be more careful. Now we say maybe that's the Gemara's answer. But what we said the Reb Shmuel must have held is it's such a good answer. What was the Kasha? The answer's so strong that of course you want to what? Make them what? You want to make them judge well. So that's why they shouldn't have a Ptur. And the last Kasha we said is the following, and that is that what does Elamiata mean? What does Elamiata always mean in Shas? Because you said A, Elamiata, therefore what? I'm going to ask on this. One has nothing to do with the other. Rashi's a formal Ptur. What's the formal Ptur? The formal Ptur is we should treat them like Mumchim and they should be Pater. We should treat them like a formal Ptur. The Elamiata has nothing to do with that. The Kasha is what? What's the Kasha? Elamiata, right? Kadesh Lotinul Dalz Bifei Lovin. The Chama Ramachar Shlosha Yotos. Kadesh Lotinul Dalz Bifei Lovin. Minat Torah, meaning it's enough to what? Even if Minat Torah, three Hedyotos would be enough. Halacha L'maisa. One has nothing to do with the other. What's the shaykhus to the question when we said before that the Chomer Makshar Shlosh Hedyotos Kedosh Al-Dinu Dalf L'Flavin? What does one have to do with another? It was a formal Ptur that we treat Hedyotos, that they're good. What is Elamiata that they shouldn't have to pay? There's no connector. You follow what I'm saying? Rashi's a formal din. And then they all of a sudden bring in this new thing about Peturut Tashlumin. Don't tell me the words Elamei Akta. One doesn't follow from the other. It's a new kasha. So because of all these kashas, Tosfos argues. What was Tosfos pshat in the Gemara? That leads us to number five. That was four, five. Let me just say the Tosfos Pinchas, and then I'll take your kasha, okay? What does Tosfos actually say? Tosfos argues, and he says no. He says, Halacha l'maisa, the whole reason is that Hedyotos are good is because they're around. Okay? Because they're around, l'maisa, Tosfos learns. Since you're kosher for Nilas Delis, and you want to get them around, then you better make sure that if they make a mistake, they don't have to pay. Because I'll tell you one thing, if they have to pay, you won't find them. Stephen, you got me? You want Hedyotos to come and judge? You better make sure they're putter if they make a mistake. Because if they're not putter, they're never going to come around. That follows, Tosfos says. And the Tosfos Rush adds on and he says, Halach l'maisa. He says, if you're cautious, you won't find anyone to judge. You know what? No one's going to what? No one's going to, we add it on, no one's going to borrow any money. No one's going to lend any money. Because the Hedyotos won't be where anywhere to found. You won't find them anywhere. So what's the Gemara's answer according to that? We add it on. What's the Gemara's answer according to that? The Gemara's answer according to that is that no. The Nilas Delis l'maisa, that we want to machayev them, make a mistake. If we potter them, what's going to happen? What's going to happen if we potter them? Halacha l'maisa. Then the malva is going to what? Worry about what? Worry about the guy making a mistake, and he'll never what? He'll never borrow. So in other words, we said which is more, which is worse? You'll always find some hedyotas around. We said, but you might never might find a guy to borrow money from. So that's our bigger concern. So halacha l'maisa, you have to make them pay if they make a mistake. Because if you don't make them pay, Ali, you'll never find what anyone that's going to ever lend any money. That we're more worried about. That concern offsets the other one. So that answers number five. Yes, Pinchas, what do you say?
Just a question about the Chiddush Aharon's question.
Yes.
Where he says, I forgot exactly what he said.
He says, don't make them, you know, you want to make them like mumchim, that's fine, but why do you have to make them like mumchim that they'll be punted from payment?
So,
just matter them the judge.
Shouldn't an obvious answer be that if you're thrusting someone into a position he's not ready for, then he gets more leeway?
No, because maybe you want to motivate him to learn.
But
if you want to take that position, then what? Make sure you don't make a mistake. I hear what you're saying, but we said the svara was no.
Who says they necessarily want to take the position? More like
they don't have to. They don't have to. But if you want,
any judges, because
okay,
you can't have a mukhet.
People want the covet l'maisa. People want the covet. They didn't tire it. I'm a judge and I didn't tire it. So you know what I mean? We want to motivate. You want the covet? Then what? Then earn the covet. And make sure you don't make a mistake. Okay? What you're saying is good, but you understand. It's enough to allow them to judge. You have to give them another thing that they're potter from Tashlumin. That's what the Ram was asking on Rashi.
Yeah, I mean, why would they want to? It's kind of like what
because they people like the covet. People like the covet. But the mice, you want the covet, earn the covet. And if you make a mistake, you got to pay. That's what you got to say. That's what the Ram is bothered by Rashi. Okay, that's five, six. What did the Tosfos Chachmei Anglia answer the Kasha of Tosfos? So the Tosfos Chachmei Anglia said very beautifully, he said, he answered Tosfos Kasha that Kol Shekein HaTanos with their Dovin, and the Makshin wanted to pot to them, also because why? Because if you don't want, if you don't, then no one's going to want to judge, and therefore you're no Aldelis with their Dayanin, Halacha L'maisa. And that's the Gemara's answer. Well, if you don't make them pay, then no one's going to what lend money anymore. So it's basically what we just said.
What's the
concern. He speaks out what we said. The concern of Noel Delis Bifnei Dayanim is not as much as Noel Delis Bifnei what? Biflin lenders. And therefore, Lamaisa, he basically is saying that the Makshin wanted to potter them also. When he said, Koshkin Atanov Bifnei Dalis, the answer was is that, Im Lo Kane, if you don't do that, Yimnu Miladun. He wanted to read that into Rashi a little bit. Even though it's difficult, Lamaisa. He doesn't necessarily reading into Rashi, he says on his own. I can answer Tosfos Kashi saying, because really the concern was which closing the doors is more of a concern. Okay, that's what the Tosfos Chachmei Anglia said. We basically said it in Tosfos L'maisa. You're not answering Tosfos on Rashi, but seven were answered. That's six, seven. How did the Aruch Lanier save Rashi? So the Aruch Lanier said a beautiful pshat. What did he say? He said like this. You remember the Tosfos? What did Tosfos say? What did Tosfos say? That the Gemara's answer is what? Tosfos said the Gemara's kasha was what? No one's going to want to judge. So Tosfos asked, bless you. What did Tosfos ask? The only time a dayan has to pay anyway is when what? According to one sheet to the Gemara Lamadal, is when what? Nasum, nasum, yad. What does that mean? What's the only time the dayan has to pay? When he takes the money out of X and gives it to Y. So he says, our Gemara is going to the mandamer that says you have to pay even if you don't do that. Aruch HaNir says, number one, that's very schwer. Very schwer to say the Gemara is only according to one opinion. Right?
The question of Rav also be only be according to one opinion.
Right, and Rav Bozen Amora, Lamaisa. You know, it's a machlekes in Hamoroi. That's correct, Pinchas. That's number one. Number two, he said that Rashi didn't want to say like Taisus because why? Why didn't he want to say like Taisus? So he said the Gemara says a lashon of kol shekein, halacha lamaisa, because we said that lamaisa kol shekein sheyesh lachash lekachshli yitzarchu l'shalim im tov. We said the Aruch HaNir said the reason why it said kol shekein, it's on the time of ikar takana. If you're choshish for nilas delis because you require dafka dayanim mumchim, then the ma'av will be choshish. He won't be able to find dayanim. So kol shekein will be choshish. Lamaisa, we shouldn't make him pay if you make a mistake. Meaning that according to Rashi, you could talk about it at a macro level. We're always concerned about people running away. So if you're always concerned about people running away, and that's why you allow mumchim, you allow hadyotos and not mumchim, so you should also be worried about what? The hadyotos running away. So in theory, the lashon of kol shekein does what? Does fit according to Rashi, we said. Because you look at it at a macro level. When Rashi said we treat them like what? We treat them like mumchim. We should treat them like, because it's a macro concern that we want people to what? Lend money. That's why we allow hedyotos. You want people to lend money, then the only way you can get the hedyotos is make them not pay. So in a certain sense, it is the same mahalach lemaisa. And therefore, Rashi says, I don't like your pshat to mukim the whole gemara also by nasum nasum biyad. Okay? So therefore, those are the two points, two nekudas are near saves Rashi.
What was the first okay. point again?
The first one is just, you know, that from a macro level, Rashi will say, yes, we're worried about concerns. The concern is you want to be able to have people lending money. But the concern is that people are going to be boreach. So here, lenders are going to be boreach if you require mumkin, because they'll never get their money back. So we allow hedyotos. So it follows from that kol shekein then, if you want to make sure the hedyotos will be able to judge, then make sure they don't have to pay. So from a macro level, kol shekein does work. It is kol shekein. The whole point is kol shekein. You're worried about the borrower, the lender's not lending money. So kol shekein, you should be worried about what? Kol shekein, you should be worried about the hedyotos bringing them in. So it does fit that lashon lamaisa. It doesn't have to be im kein. It's a kol shekein in that sense. If your whole goal is to make sure hedyotos will judge, then make sure the hedyotos come. So in a sense, it is kol shekein to be more concerned. That's what he wanted to say. Because that's seven. Okay, eight. Why is there a chshas of nilas delis in the Beis and Shetol? Hare din chozer. What does din chozer mean? The din doesn't get off the ground. If the din doesn't get off the ground, the guy's got to, you know what word do we use in English? If it's vacated. If it's vacated, then the din that Reuven won and Shimon lost, he's got to give the money back anyway. So what are you worried about? Why is there a concern? Why is there a concern? Halacha lamaisa. It's a great, great kasha, we said. The din is going to be what? Why be chashish for nilas delis? He's going to get his money back anyway. Even if the dayanim are potum l'shalim l'maisa, the baal din is going to have to pay because we vacated. So what's the answer, we said?
What's the case?
What's the concern of nilas delis? What is the concern of nilas delis? The Beis Din makes a mistake. The Gemara says, oh, we've got to make sure that what? We've got to make sure that dayanim what? We've got to make sure that dayanim have to what? Don't have to pay, correct? Elamiata, we have to make sure that they're punter from payment, right? Who cares, Lamaisa? Who cares about that? It's vacated. If they make a mistake, halacha Lamaisa, the din doesn't get off the ground. So he'll get his money back anyway. Halacha Lamaisa. Even if what? Even if you say they're not punter, the din is chozerbal. Remember we said if you're told with our Mishnah, if you make a mistake against the whole Mishnah, the whole din doesn't get off the ground.
Well, if it wasn't with the
Mishnah. So if the whole din. Okay, but the Rishonim are challenging. These guys are so unknowledgeable, it should be like din chozerbal. If these guys are so unknowledgeable, maybe it should be vacated. There should be no concern. So he'll always get his money back. So what are you worried about? You got that? That's what we said. The Miri asked this kasha, Lamaisa. The Rif asked this, Rif and the Miri asked this kasha. So we said from the Miri, very beautiful terrace. We said as follows. We said, you know what? The Malva's not going to be what? Not going to be happy with that. Because he doesn't think he'll get his money back. The lov will use the money right away, and he'll say, I have no money to pay you back. Sorry, it was vacated, so what? I have no money to pay you, what can I do? Number two, the Miri says the guy's disgusted with going to a din tire all the time. No one wants to go to a basin. It's very unpleasant. So he says he doesn't want to go to, he's going to have to go to a basin and get his money back now from this guy. Forget about it. He's so disgusted with it, Lamaisa, it's going to, he's going to stop lending money. So the guy plays games with him. So he'll go to basin. He doesn't want to go to basin. It's very unpleasant.
Same concern as before.
Yeah, exactly, Lamaisa. He doesn't want to go to basin. This guy, though, this is a little bit different, Steve. This is the mouth. The mouth doesn't want to go. So don't just tell me that. That's why, halacha l'maisa, there's a chshash and nilas delis in a basin chateau. You're closing the door if a basin makes a mistake, l'maisa. You're closing the door, halacha l'maisa. That's Gemara's answer, right? What was Gemara's answer, Donnie? Kol shekein. You know all tells if they love him. That's why we have to make them pay. Forget about it. Don't make them pay. They'll get their money back anyway because the din's chozerbol. He won't get his money back because the lov is going to use up all the money first. And number two is, the mob doesn't want to take him another din Torah. Defeats the whole thing. He'll stop lending money. Okay? You got it? Okay. If you ask me in Seder, you ask me afterwards. Okay? You got it, Clor? Those are the two answers. That's number what?
Eight. 9.
According to Rav Acha Brei Rav Ikiv. Okay? Do you need all three of them in the Gemiri or not? What do you mean? Rav Acha Brei holds Minat Torah one is enough. But you need three because of Yoshe Kronos. Right, Ellie? To make sure at least one of them is good. Do you need all one of them to be good or all three of them to be good? That's a machloikus in the Rishon. Okay? Let's get it. The Yad Ramah, at least the tour is medayik from the Yad Ramah. You need all three to be Gemiri. And the Rosh interprets the Gemara literally that one of the three have to be Gemiri and that's it. One of the three after Gemir and that's it. Halacha l'maisa.
Say that was a rush?
The rush. The rush quotes from Lashon HaGemara, and that's where the Mechaber Pasuk Simen Gimel, Sif Aleph. Correct. You don't need all three of them, but you do at least need one, Ellie. If all three are not knowledgeable, then it's possible. Okay? So the question is, do you need all three to be Gemiri, like the Torah says from the Yad Ramah, or do you say like the rush, the Mechaber Pasuk, one is enough? So it depends. The Bach says, I want you to get this, okay? The Bach says, halacha l'maisa, please get it. The Bach says, it depends how we paskin. Okay? He says, the Yad Ramah passes like Rava. Therefore, you need what? The Yad Ramah passes like Rava, minatari, you need three mumchim. Halacha l'maisa, it's enough to have a yotas, but they better be gamir. All three of them better be gamir, or it's a nothing. And the Rush says, no, I pass like Ravacha Breder Avikin. And therefore, one is enough. Okay? Why did the Gemara give that as a nafkamina? Why did the Gemara give that as a nafkamina? Do you need all three or do you need one? Because according to Rush, it's not a nafkamina. Because Rav is motor to Rav Acha that after the Takana, Lamaisa, one of them being Gemir is enough, according to the Rush. According to that Ramah, the Gemara could have given this nafkamina, but it wasn't interested. It wanted to give the nafkamina legabe what? Legabe within Shmuel. Okay? The Gemara could have given that a nafkamina. Now, how do we paskin? So the box is l'chachilo, all three should be gmiri, like the Rif and the Yad Ramah, but you can rely on the Rambam and the Smag that's in one of them is enough, halacha l'maisa. Okay? Now could you have a guy who's a shticker? You know what a shticker is? Play shtick. You take a guy to a din Torah, and he says, oh, I learned 35 years ago in yeshiva that the Yad Ramah says you need all three. And this basin is a joke, because there's only one guy who's gamir. I hold like the Yad Ramah. Meanwhile, the guy hasn't picked up a Gemara in 35 years. But he remembered the Yad Ramah. He says, Kimli, I hold like the Yad Ramah. Can you do that or not? Can you say Kimli like the Yad Ramah? So it's interesting. The Marival says you can. Halacha l'maisa. You can play that shtick. And the Shach says, forget about it. We don't hold like the Yad Ramah. In fact, we don't even know if the Yad Ramah said this. The Tur said he thought the Yad Ramah said it. Nir Midvarev. To say Kimli? We don't even know if the Yad Ramah said it. Since there's no way this guy can pull the shtick, halacha l'maisa, and therefore, this guy has a chutzpah, and therefore we make him go to this din Torah. And he can't say, only one of the three guys know how to learn. So what? One of the three is all you need. Okay. Now, there's one more nekud I want to get on this question. Just get it. Okay? I have to tell you, we mentioned this. According to the Yad Ramah, the tour's shot in the Yad Ramah, you need all three. How do you read the Gemara? What did the Gemara say? E.F. Shur, the Lesbu, Chad, the Gemara. What's the simple reading of that Gemara? One is enough. How can he say three? So we had two ways to get out of that. You remember that? What were the two ways? The Shara Mishpat said that it's impossible to at least not have, it's impossible to not at least have one Gamir, and that one Gamir will make sure that it has two other guys that are Gamir. That's the way the Yad Ramah read the Gemara. Shara Mishpat, okay. But he says that's the way how you have to read the Gemara. Eif Shara Leishbu Chag Gamir, and that Chag Gamir will ensure that he has two other Gamir. Okay. That's one way of reading it. The other way of reading it is Stam. Of course you need three. But the Rabbanim were not Gozer three that they would be bad out to Yoshevi Kronos. So why not? Why didn't they make that Gzeira? Because it's impossible at least not to have at least one. But you need three. But the reason why they didn't pass three had Yotos that are Gmiri, and we would have made Gzeira because of Yoshevi Kronos, because there's got to be one of the three are good. But that doesn't mean that's all you need. You really need all three to be Gmiri. Those are two ways that what? Meaning the Gemara was speaking to why you don't need a Gzeira. Why there's no Gzeira to pass three Gmiris. Because there's always ultimately going to be one. But you need three. The Gemara is just saying, Eif Shara Leishbu Chag Gamir. And that's the reason why we don't make a Gzeira to pass three Gmirim out Yoshevi Kronos. But the bottom line is you need three. So those are two ways. Please get it. The Lech Mishnah said two ways the Yad Ramah would read the Gemara. At least the theoretical sheet, the tour's shot, the tour holding that the Yad Ramah is holding, you need all three Gmir. Okay, that's 10. Let's get to 11.
Which one was 10?
I'm sorry, that was
9.
Yeah, sorry.
That was 9, I'm sorry. 9, thank you. 10. Let's get to 10 and then we'll go to Chumash, okay? Or well, let's see. Let's get to 10, okay? Sorry, we got Chazar and Chazar. Forget about the midterms, okay? You get an A in Torah, that's the issue, okay? But if you get an A in Torah, it'll be Mashpia. It'll be Mashpia. Mashpia on the other. On the other classes, okay? Spiritually, right? You can always daven in your tefillahs that the exam will be good. Once it's graded, it's too late. It's to the shaf. But you can always daven that maybe make a mistake or something. I'm going to tell you the story of Jewish history. I had a final once, and you know it was like 5 questions, and I prepared, I don't know, however topics. So on the exam, I only had 4 to 5. So I wrote a completely different topic. I got an A. I don't know. Either the guy was Makel or the fellow didn't read it. I don't know. One of the two. Or maybe you liked the one I read so much, you counted it. So you never know. You try the best you can. That's all. Okay? But the Ikers, I want you to chazer over Shabbos. Please. Go through the Gemara. Okay, let's finish. Let's go now. 10. We have a scenario now. You have one guy who knows how to learn and two guys aren't logomer. They could even be Yoshevi Kronos. Truth of the matter is, if you don't like the rush. What happens when they make a decision that two of the Yoshevi Kronos say one way and the Gemara says another way? Oy, gavalt. What do you do in that case? So that's a big machloikis between the Shara Mishput and the Shus Yaakov. The Shus Yaakov says, I'm sorry, we go Basarov, and that's it, done. What can I tell you? The Shus Yaakov says, that's it. We go follow the Rov, and it's unfortunate, but what can we do? The Shara Mishput says it's not acceptable. The Shara Mishput asks, he says, first of all, how can you say that these fellows are, these guys are Ein Dinei Din, Yoshevi Kronos? And he says, the Chinuch writes in Mitzvahs Ayin Ches, you only go bus a Rov Dayanim when they're equal in Chachma. If they're not equal in Chachma, we do follow the minority. We do follow the minority. And plus the fact, what happens if you have a situation, very interesting, he says, let's say you have a situation, Halach L'maisa, that you have two Gemiri and one ain't a Gemir. And they're arguing on each other, two Gemiris. So you're going to have the third guy decide, the third guy knows nothing. So the whole thing is up gefreg. There's no din of based in nota. So he says, "Be'emes they were mekel mishum nilas delis gamza hayachelik min akula shi'starko based in nota." We don't need a based in nota. We don't need a based in nota. So it seems to be. I want you to get it down that the Shar Hamishput argues on the Shus Yaakov, and he says, in the case of two Yoshevi Kronos and one Gemir, will follow the Gemir because you don't go basarov unless they're equal to chachma like the chinuch. Number two, he says, if the two Gemirim, if let's say there are two Gemirim, one Yoshevi Kronos, happen to be two Gemirim, and they argue on each other, you can have the Yoshevi Kronos decide. It's not a based in nota. That was part of the kula. That's part of the kula. Halach l'maisa. Okay? All right, let's get to Chumash. You asked me after Michlin? Yeah? Okay. All right. Let's get to Chumash.